Hey, Matt, can you hear me?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just sitting at the beach, exercising some freedom.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, let's get this party started. Good morning, everybody.
Okay?
Yeah, I can hear you solid, dude.
Beautiful.
We've got a gentleman today on the podcast. You may have seen his recent viral video protesting his right to be a citizen of the United States. By exercising freedoms in Laguna Beach, where two police officers unlawfully, essentially, we'll get to it, but essentially threatened him and basically kind of tried pushing him around quite a bit, and he clearly wasn't having it. It's been shared by multiple different people. I saw it, I believe it was Eddie Bravo that posted the video initially that I saw. So here we are. We've got Chris Paterno on the podcast. Chris, welcome, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Good morning.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you're at the beach right now, Laguna Beach, right? The same place where you were essentially forced attempted to be forced out, right?
Correct. Yeah. Well, at least detained against my will for false reasons. But yeah, I'm in Laguna Beach right now.
And, sure. So leading up to the video, why don't you go ahead and just explain like what inspired this? How did this start? Who started what at what point and what, and then we'll just kind of go from there.
Yeah, sure. So I'll give the background and I'll make it as concise and yet as detailed as possible in the interest of truth. So I live in Laguna. My family and I have lived here for 3 years, 3 years in Laguna, 4 years in California. And prior to that, we lived in Indiana. And as you know, recently, the entire country's civil liberties and rights have been stripped away from them under false pretenses. And I will leave that for what it is. And people can do their own research and inform themselves therein. I'm not here to discuss anything else but civil liberties. But that being said, in Laguna, as a result of these unconstitutional edicts which have been thrown down our throats, namely the fact that the businesses have been turned against the community and that we the citizens, cannot go to what are deemed essential businesses without wearing masks. And it's the businesses that have to enforce it. Otherwise, the police will find them. So the businesses are being turned against the populace, which is totally wrong. As a result of that, I chose to exercise my freedom of speech by not spending any of my dollars, my family's dollars in this town. And I've been going elsewhere. Fast forward to Cinco de Mayo. My wife wanted a burrito for dinner. I can't drive 20 miles away to get a burrito. I have to go local. So I went to La Serena Grill, which is a great place here that's local, family owned and operated, fantastic. And when I got there, I don't wear a mask. I refuse to. It's not healthy for us. I had my shirt over my face and popped back out to wait outside for the food to be ready. No issue. This guy walks in, as I call him, a Corona Ranger with a face mask on, glasses, mask, the spit shield, the gloves. I mean, the guy was like basically ready to do surgery. And after he had entered the establishment, another resident had walked in behind him without a mask on. And as I told you earlier this morning, there was the situation was a hair's width away from exploding into true assault and battery. And when I got home after putting the kids down that evening, eating whatever else, I wrote a very sincere, honest, and passionate email to the mayor of Laguna Beach, every constituent in City Hall, and the mayor himself, a bunch of other police members. And that was that. The day prior to this, the mayor had decided to finally give us back our rights in terms of being able to travel freely on our beaches, on our local beaches. They're not state beaches, they are local beaches. Those rights cannot be infringed upon. And when I took my daughter to stand for our rights on the main beach, not our local beach in front of our home, main beach here in Laguna, of course, it was a fiasco with all the news. And I waited for when we got there, I saw Bob Whalen, the mayor, in front of a news camera. So I waited with Chloe, my daughter, patiently for him to finish his segment. And as soon as the news reporter sent it back to the studio, we're live in Laguna Beach, I bolted behind the camera. And I screamed, coronavirus is a lie, in frame. They looked at me. It was a priceless moment. And I rejoined my daughter in hands. Thank you for that. and I rejoined my daughter in hand, and I looked at Bob, and I gave him, the surfer's sign, whatever that is, and I said, thank you for opening our beaches, Bob. I sent the email the next night after this altercation happened, and real concern for our community, how it was being torn apart unnecessarily, how we were being pitted against ourselves, and how our businesses were shuttering. And the next morning, went down to the beach. I was told that I could not go down a stairwell. I could only come up. And of course, I lost I didn't lose anything, but I, of course, exercised my freedom of speech. And I told the guy, this is tyranny. What are you going to do? Tell me next how quickly I can come up the stairs then? This is stupid. So I went around, did my exercise. That was it. The next morning, returned to my beach, did my exercise, started coming up. There's Officer Peck at the bottom of the stairs. I knew what was coming my way. I continued up past him, and as I'm coming up the stairs, the lifeguard in the video radioed to the lifeguard on the other side or to whoever for the police officer to know that it was me. He chased and pursued me, and then I knew it was happening, so I kind of waited around, and eventually he met me at the top of the stairs and screamed after me, hey, you, come over here. Whatever he did, we can get the video if we need to. And so I stopped, yeah, what's up? And that's when he started, which is when the issue happened. That's when he told me that he was stopping me because I had violated the orders. I had gone down the stairwell. I had made aggressive movements towards these lifeguards, which I had not done. I had just spoken very passionately about my position and moved on about my day. And that he falsely represented that my neighbor had told him, my sweet neighbor whom I love and whom her husband is living, they've lived in the community forever. Her husband has cancer, placed them between us, told me that she had told him verbatim that he is a problem. I'm not a problem. And when I got home, I confirmed that she, in fact, did not say that. So I was stopped and chased down, I believe, because I was exercising my rights and standing up against what was going on. And the police used false information in order to detain me against my will and do whatever. So as soon as this police officer asked me for my name and ID, I refused. Of course, I had no reason to do anything like that. He became very flippant in terms of what my response was. And if somebody wants to argue that point, they can go back to the video again and do a FOIA request to get it back. Everybody has the right to do so. And I told him, well, then I'm leaving. You have no right to detain me. You are detaining me against my will. You have no information. I have not broken rules. And that's when he got snappy and snippy and flippant and arrogant and took out his phone because I walked away and he had nothing on me. And the rest of the story is the video, and I will leave you at that. I will just add, in the spirit of our country and those great men that stand behind the badge, stand behind the flag, whether it's military members, members of government, members of police forces, that I went to the police department, and in good faith, the sergeant that came out was an absolute patriot. And he told me, thank you for what you are doing. And none of these guys can stand up against this. And they need us as citizens to assert ourselves so that they can uphold their oath that they swore to protect. Yes, there may be some bad apples, but I can assure you that it's not the preponderance of the system. So I'll leave you with that and let you continue on with what you want to ask. But that's fundamentally the situation. I was unjustly stopped. I was lied to, false information was presented to me in order to justify the use of police force, and I combated it, and that's the end result.
Excellent. So the officer, Officer Peck, initially, one of the officers in the video, at no point was he wearing a mask until about 2 minutes into your video, he put a mask on.
Correct.
Right? So the masks, as far as I understand, from what I understand, are enforceable by businesses per the city ordinances, but the CDC has come out and said there's no reason to wear them. They do nothing, including Dr. Fauci has even said they really do nothing. So that's just a side note. But what did the officer say? Because he asked you for your ID, correct?
Yeah, he asked me. Oh, yeah. And so here's the thing, and this is where I became really aggravated. This is when I became really, really aggravated, and the whole issue of threatening my well-being came into play, because when I denied him his request for me to identify myself, he then told me, well, you live on Terry Road, don't you? And that's when I stopped and I told him, what are you guys doing? Following me now? You know, the guy had, I had not identified myself, and yet he knew where I lived, and nobody told him where I lived. There's something going on in the background. I can't say what, but that's it. And so, yeah, you know, with kids and family in tow and me looking at my house from where we're standing, It's an aggressive stance for a member of the color of law or someone standing in the color of law to do. And I'm not sure that in conservative states that someone wouldn't have cause to protect themselves from such an interaction.
To me personally, I would feel threatened there, right? Like that would be like if I don't know you and you approach me and you're a police officer or not, and you say, hey, what's your name? And I say, oh, I don't need to tell you that. And say, well, don't you live on this street? I'd be like, how the fuck do you know that? And why do you know that? Like, why? Correct. Why is that any of your business where I live? Where do you live?
Exactly. And that's what I was going to interject.
That's outrageous.
What if the tables were turned and I told him, well, I'll come by your house too? I would have been thrown in handcuffs immediately.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I want to note for people that are listening to this is that our right to speak and our freedom of expression are two very different but things that cross paths. I have a right to speak, but I have a right to express myself freely. My body is a part of that expression and that freedom of speech. And so when the second officer who does stand for truth, I will give him that credit. As I said, you stand for liberties. You don't, you're fine. This guy's the dick. He doesn't stand for liberties. We can express ourselves the way we want with our hands. But I will tell you that my hands were never raised, nothing else. And that was another false misrepresentation given in order to justify this stop.
Well, even if it was, right? I mean, if he's going to use body language against us, then it's like, I speak with my hands very often.
Correct.
I move my hands.
Correct.
I point. I'm a big guy. I've been told multiple times that I look threatening.
Sure.
And, you know, a long time ago, I was working for a company. It was a complete shit company, a complete garbage company. And they sent me to Las Vegas for some training. And I'm sitting there at this table, and I'm just sitting there listening to this instructor, and I have my arms folded. I'm just sitting there listening, right? Occasionally, I'd unfold my arms and take notes and then fold my arms again. Well, this loser decides to call corporate and explain that I'm threatening him from across the room. And I get a call from my my
supervisor,
manager, say, hey, supervisor, say, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. I'm in Vegas at training. Just I guess we're about to go to lunch. He's like, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I just got a call from corporate saying that you're threatening the trainer. And I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
He said, yeah, that you just threatened the trainer. I'm like, how? He's like, I don't know. You tell me. And I'm like,
you tell me.
I know you don't know me. I'm like, I don't know what I've been sitting here in silence listening to this guy in training. And long story short, I approached the trainer. I said, hey, dude, just real quick. I'm Matt. I'm one of the 60 people in this training. Just want to reach out and let you know I'm not trying to threaten you. I don't know what I've done to threaten you. He said, your body language is very controversial, and I felt threatened because of it. I'm like, okay. So that's when I lost it. I go, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a training on X, Y, and Z. I didn't know you were an expert on body language. What did I do? He's like, well, you have your arms folded. I'm like, despite the fact that I've blown out my shoulder a couple of times and have multiple collarbone injuries from football and wrestling my whole life, and I'm 6'4" and I weigh 270 pounds, that's just how that's me being comfortable in a tiny chair made for a tiny person.
Sure.
Like that. I mean, I asked multiple questions. I was participating. Like, so it's just bogus to me when people want to try to use body language against you when they're not body language experts,
correct,
right? Like me personally, my background, like I paid for myself through college through door-to-door sales, okay? Like I took training courses. I took lessons on sales, communications, and body language. Like I would say that I'm arguably, I can comfortably say that I would consider myself close to, if not an expert in body language. And it's weird to me when people try to say, oh, well, that means this. It's like, no, that guy weighs 400 pounds and he's uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Like that, like it's just outrageous. Like, oh, you're shifting your weight, your back foot. Are you coming towards me? Like, no, this guy had a knee surgery 6 months ago and him standing on his front leg the entire time. Like, it's just so weird to me, right? So for that officer to cite you and say, oh, well, your body language, throwing your hands in the air. Like, that's outrageous.
Yeah, he
that's truly
said,
outrageous.
He said, no, I can throw you in jail if you, like, you act like you're going to fight. And I'm like, no, that's you making an assumption. He's like, well, and then he backed down from the stance and it became more, well, so, you know, you just have to challenge these. I don't want to. When you get into a situation like that and you know you're right, you just have to challenge what is being said and you have to stand in your truth. And it's the only way to go. Because as I told this lifeguard, and I'll repeat it again, You give anybody an inch that tries to take advantage of you, not just the police, not just the government. You give anybody an inch, they will go for the mile. They will run through the door if you break it open. So I really pray that everybody learns something from this and that the message spreads. Not to shame the police officer, which, as I sent to Laguna Beach, you know, this whole thing now that's happening in terms of the movement behind this and the momentum that's been building, is, again, has nothing to do with shame. It has to do with enlightenment and ensuring that people who are not educated or not able to stand for themselves know what they can do and what they should be doing, you know? And so I'm convinced Correct. That if even in 1776 took 3% of the populace to overrule the British tyranny, you know? And so if just a few Right. more people stand up, the police powers will be checked, the government authorities will be checked, and it'll get reined back in. But if we all lay down and allow ourselves to be herded like cattle, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to turn into Europe, where I moved from, total socialist system. My father paid 92% net income tax before he moved here. They didn't cap your net taxes as a function of income, so you can have assets that were taxed more than your net income during the year, and you'd have no money left. So if that's what people want, then please continue down the road that we're on. You saw the protests. Everybody saw the protests that were going on in Paris. I don't know if it was earlier this year, but certainly last year, where these guys are getting handed themselves and stripped of their liberties, and what's going on in Australia right now, what I've seen happen in what's happening in Canada. I mean, people have been reaching out to me all around the world. And that's the beauty of what this has shown me. It's not for my own personal growth or edification or to feel good. It's that the messages, the literally thousands of messages that I've received, and the tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of comments that have been made under these posts now, that have been spread around, and now that the truth has been spread, is really inspiring, not only for me, but for my kids. And the point of all this is for my children. I refuse to have my children told what to do, where they're going to be able to do it. This is not how they're going to live. If people want to teach their kids to learn through an iPad, if people want to wear masks and isolate themselves, please, by God, please do it. That's what America is about. We need gays. We need liberals. We need blacks. We need whites. We need Asians. We need everything in the world. But this is a civil liberty, and it is a freedom issue. And if anybody does not see that, where they are being denied the right to commerce, denied the right to freedom of speech, denied the right to travel freely without undue search and seizure, then I don't know what is coming. But at the end of the day, we all need to stand together, and we need to resist this tyranny and regain our rights. It's not about overthrowing the government, although it would potentially be nice. We need the government at some level. But when it becomes restrictive and it infringes on our ability to make decisions for ourselves, that is un-American, and it is also not what God willed for the entire world. So that's the piece that I would leave with everybody to inspire them as not a grassroots movement in the sense of, oh, this is some fringe thing. This is what America needs to stand behind. This is what the world needs to stand behind. And America is the last spear. And this is not some conspiracy theory. This is fact. America is owned by a few families overseas. And we are the last nation, the last body of people that have a semblance of rights left. And the reason we do is because we have weapons. No one else can revolt in the world. They are all sheep. And we are the spear of freedom. And if we fall as a people, as a nation, the rest of the world will fall. I don't agree with everything the government does. I don't agree with war. I believe in peace and love and forgiving others. As you see, I don't hold any grudges with these police officers. I have learned much about my freedom. They have learned much about respecting others. And the way that God is working through this is unprecedented. So we just have to stick together. We can't let the stupid media and these dumb businesses divide us. And I'm not talking about mom and pop businesses. I'm talking about these huge retailers where all of the LLC corporations point back to one large holding company. So people need to wake up. They need to do their research. It takes literally a millisecond for Google to query billions of sites to find the information that people are looking for. So I've been fighting Mercedes-Benz USA and Daimler AG for fraud for 3 years. I used to be a Mercedes-Benz dealer, and I'm not letting them get away with it. And all I'm saying with the last point that I made here and with this one that I'm now making is that the information that I have found is readily available. So if it's readily available in that circumstance, it certainly is readily available as it relates to our rights. And there is so much information being pushed out there right now. Don't look at it as a left or right issue. Look at it as a right issue. And that's that. Hello? Matt, can you hear me? Hey, Matt, I don't know if you can hear me, bro, but I cannot hear you. Hey, brother, are you there? All right, brother, I'm texting you right now and I cannot hear you. So I'm going to bow out here. I think the peace has been made. This is either God's way of telling us to stop talking or somebody is preventing us to, because I've never had a connection issue like this before. And it's not connection because you can hear me. But finish your podcast. If we need to, we can do another one. I don't want to hijack the thing. But everybody stand for liberty, stand for your neighbor, stand for your kids, stand for your families, and stand for our forefathers who enabled us to be able to walk freely across this country. So, in any event, Matt, I will throw it back to you. God bless America. God bless everybody in this country and the world. And let's all praise the Lord. Let's stand in our truths. Let's not be tyrants, but let's absolutely respect our rights and enable them to move forward into the next generation. Cheers.